An Ohio jury has found Congressman James Traficant guilty on federal corruption charges. The nine-term Democrat was convicted today on all 10 charges he faced, including bribery, racketeering, and fraud. The jury also ordered him to forfeit $96,000. Traficant, who could be expelled from Congress by his colleagues, faces up to 63 years in prison, though likely will receive a much shorter sentence. Joining us from Cleveland is Janet Babin of member station WCPN. First, Janet, what was Congressman Traficant's response when the verdict was being read?
Well, there was a sharp contrast between Congressman Traficant's response listening to the verdict and how he's behaved in court these past 10 weeks during his trial. As he listened to each verdict read aloud by U.S. District Judge Leslie Wells, he stood with his head bowed and his hands folded calmly in front of him. And when Judge Wells asked him if he wanted the jurors to be polled individually on their verdicts, he whispered no. Now, this is a man who has been reprimanded nearly every day of the trial for shouting and interrupting witnesses and even interrupting the judge. He also then addressed the jurors. He said, "I understand the government and the country very well, and whatever you've decided, I'll live by it." And he thanked them for their time.
So those theatrics during his defense were not in evidence. House Democratic Leader Richard Gephardt said today that Traficant should resign. Now, does Traficant agree?
Well, speaking to reporters outside the courthouse, Traficant resumed his belligerent behavior with reporters, and he began shouting expletives regarding Gephardt. And he said, "I've never been one to back out, and if he's making statements regarding Mr. Gephardt," he said, "I think Mr. Gephardt should look at the Constitution first." And he also said he was never a quitter, and he's not about to quit now.
10 charges. The jury returned a very complicated verdict. Can you help us understand actually what the jury ruled on here?
Sure. There were 10 counts, and they are very complicated counts. As an example, count one was a conspiracy to violate the bribery statute. And in that one count alone, the government alleged 17 overt acts of conspiracy to commit bribery. Count two was illegal gratuities, and an illegal gratuity is accepting things of value or agreeing to accept those things for a favor, even if the congressman didn't yet do that favor. Count five was accepting, or rather demanding, kickbacks from his staff members. Count six was for obstructing justice. The government said that Traficant persuaded people to destroy evidence and provide false testimony to a grand jury. Count seven was conspiracy to defraud the U.S. Counts eight and nine had to do with tax returns, filing false tax returns for 1998 and 1999. And count 10 was a pattern of racketeering. That was the biggest count, and that count was very important to the government. And in that count, there were 11 acts alleged of racketeering, and jurors returned a verdict that the congressman was guilty of committing all but just three of them.
Why do you think his legal strategy, his defense saying the government had a vendetta against him, was out to get him? Why didn't that work?
Well, U.S. District Judge Leslie Wells did rule early in the trial that the congressman would not be permitted to use a vendetta offense because he hadn't proved it. He had presented a lack of proof. But he did try to sneak it in every chance he could, trying to ask that question of a witness so the jurors would think perhaps the government was out to get him. But apparently it didn't work. And also, I just think that the government presented an overwhelming amount of evidence. We had six binders of evidence from the government, and apparently that was enough to persuade them to find the congressman guilty on all counts.
And in about the 30 seconds we have left, do you think an appeal is likely? And if so, on what grounds?
Well, the congressman told reporters earlier this week that he doesn't think he has a very good shot of getting an appeal, that there's a bullseye on his back. His two lucky shots are the speech and debate clause. That was a ruling that Judge Wells made early in the trial regarding congressional correspondence of the congressman's, and also hearsay testimony. Attorneys watching the trial say there's always a shot that the amount of hearsay testimony in a case could be changed and is subject to appeal.
Thanks, Janet.
You're welcome.
Janet Babin of member station WCPN in Cleveland.